T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What makes a good wife?
Oh, many things, Patrick.
The definition of a good wife has changed a ton over the last 50 years. And there are still people trying to come to terms with that. For example, we're about to have some lady-on-lady crime in the break room.
Well, somebody's about to get schooled.
A story someone told you a week and a half ago, and some other details about her life have leaked out over the years. Mm. And it has one woman saying, Kimmy is not doing her wifely duties.
But we've kind of pointed this out, too, okay. Don't you think? You need to get wife woke.
You're hanging out
in
the break room.
In those shoes.
You're hanging out in the break room. You look like Brett Favre at a Skechers commercial.
That's a good thing. Well, it was a good thing a month ago.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And this story starts with Kimmy's husband. Mm. We found out that Kimmy's husband, being the kind gentleman that
he's a great kid.
Yep, he was going to use his pickup truck to help a coworker and friend of Kimmy's coworker and friend, move a couch. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, your husband has no connection to this woman other than you.
No, but we've hung out with this woman outside of work.
Okay, so not only was he going to help her move, he was going to drive from their house in the city all the way to Hamlin.
Yes.
Pick up this thing that she needed and drive all the way back to the city.
And then move it and put it in.
You got it, yep. So we had asked Kimmy what time they were all going, and you responded, Kimmy?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know when they were going.
Because you weren't going.
I wasn't going.
You were going to leave your husband with your friend.
He didn't want me to go.
Okay. And you saw no problem with this.
No.
You didn't fight to
this
go.
This is his thing.
Well, it's not his thing. It's your thing.
Well, no. I mean, he volunteered to do this.
Okay. Well, one of our listeners did see a problem with this. In fact, they saw a problem with a whole bunch of stuff that Kimmy has been saying into a microphone over the years.
She unleashed the wrath.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck with stamps and everything. Sit back for a little lady on lady. Hate Mail of the Week.
I listen to The Break Room every day, and someone needs to tell Kimmy that she's walking a fine line. When she said that she's making her husband move her friend and she wasn't going, it set off alarms for me, and I'm sure other women that heard it. He's kind enough to do this favor, and you show no appreciation? It's more than just this instance, too. The guys on the show say that Kimmy's husband is the moneymaker in the family, yet she fully admits she doesn't pull her weight at home. She doesn't know how to cook. I'm sure she doesn't keep a clean house if she's so nonchalant about other things. But what stands out the most is her attitude when it comes to sex. Whenever those conversations come up, she seems like she's not interested and just does what she has to do. All of these things combined are a problem. Coming from a woman that's been married 20 years, she needs to fix it. And if she doesn't, she could be looking back at a world of regret she can't change. A fan of The Break Room, Dana.
First off, great job reading a letter directed solely at you.
Thank you. Very good job. Thank you.
All right. Lady on lady hate. Yeah. She makes several points in there. Kimmy, would you like to respond to Dana's letter?
Well, I would say for the most part, and just based on experience that I've had, people who like to point at other people's marriages and relationships are usually not nailing it themselves, especially when you take the time to write a letter and send it into a radio station. But I'm just saying, you know, every marriage is different.
Okay.
Things, you know, may work for her that don't work for other people.
Would you like to dispute anything she wrote in the letter?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things in
there. You don't take care of your kids.
You strip all night.
Yeah, I mean, she's making a lot of assumptions in this letter.
Well, no. Some of that stuff is based on actual facts.
Like what?
You did not go with your husband to move
said
object.
Well, no, that is true. That is true.
You don't decorate your house.
That was not in the letter.
You run your mouth all day. You don't take care of your house. You have not bought one holiday item to display.
You somehow are more catty than this woman is.
We ask you, what's like your favorite thing to cook? It always is like hamburger helper or something out of a box.
Not.
You can't cook, though. You've admitted that.
You can't
cook. No, I have a couple things that I cook that are like my specialty.
What's your specialty?
I make a pasta with a white sauce with sausage in it. It's delicious.
It does sound good.
We haven't seen the sausage.
Well, you wouldn't eat it anyways because it's too fattening.
How many sausages have you ever handled?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
See?
So you're saying, Tommy, this woman has a point in the letter that you
wrote. I think Kimmy comes up a little bit short.
Wow.
Just based on your answers.
My answers to what?
The conversations we've had.
What am I coming up short in?
Okay. You don't really cook.
I just told you that I do.
You don't really take care of anything around the house.
Yes, I do. I told you I am actually a very good cleaner because of a job that I had where I had to get inspected.
Well,
because
you're always dressed like a cleaner. That's okay. You look like Service Pro guy.
Are you Dana? Did you write this letter?
I could have.
No, but there was a third point she brought up. She said, and I'm going to read you the quote from the letter.
The sexual things that go on inside your home.
Quote, but what stands out most is her attitude when it comes to sex. Whenever those conversations come up, she seems like she's not interested, just does what she has to do.
You get very uncomfortable. But you get very uncomfortable.
I don't dive into my sex life details, no.
But you also get very uncomfortable when we talk about
sex. Only when you guys talk about it.
No, but when we talk about, women.
You make it uncomfortable.
Like their bodies and being like their tender flowers.
How am I supposed to elaborate on that?
Into your flower.
Stop.
Things of that nature. And like, remember we were talking about our parents' sexual activity.
Yeah.
And I said that I knew that you said you didn't think my mother knobbed my father.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
And I thought my father got numerous knobs from my mother late in life.
Why are you bringing this up?
Because you got very uncomfortable with that conversation.
I'm uncomfortable that you're talking about your parents' sex life. That is a weird thing to do.
It's not. It's natural.
It has nothing to do with sex itself. It's the fact that you have no problem talking about it.
I think it's your approach.
My approach to what?
Sexual activity.
How intimacy. Do you know anything about my intimacy?
That's the point. I don't, because you get very
uptight. But you shouldn't, because I think that
I've
that's
been very
a private thing
very
between
open.
Two people, right?
I mean, look, in the defense of Kimmy, we are the weird ones here openly discussing sexual stuff.
I think we've had very healthy, comical sexual conversations in the break room.
I don't disagree with you, but I also would understand why a woman who works with idiots like us wouldn't want to divulge her sex life on the show.
Okay.
Right?
So you're saying she's a sexual dynamo. She doesn't want to be exposed to it.
Why would you say that?
Sexual dynamo?
Why would you want me to say that I think Kimmy is a sexual dynamo into a microphone?
I don't. You
well, you both just said it.
Kimmy, would you call yourself a sexual dynamo?
Are you the white tornado?
I don't know.
Would you consider yourself a category 5 in the sack?
Hurricane Kimmy, coming at ya. Like that. She's
I don't
so
know.
Uncomfortable
I,
right now.
I do not know what to say to that.
All right, phone number is 222-6000 as Kimmy starts texting her HR representative. Hate mail of the week, a woman who writes that Kimmy is not doing what she needs to do as a wife. Let's talk to Josh. He's on CMF. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
Kimmy, did your husband ask you not to go on this whole thing?
Yeah, he made fun of me if I asked if he wanted me to go.
Mm-hmm. When he's normally doing something like this, does he get aggravated or anything when you're in the situation? Like, if he was moving something heavy, if he would be possibly micromanaging or possibly critiquing what he was doing?
He gets tense when he's doing stuff like this. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want to be directed while he's doing it.
He's asking, are you a nag?
That is the most polite way, I guess, to ask.
Do you have a
question.
Nag?
I'm asking if you're both aware of each other's like situational boundaries. Like you both know it would probably be best if you weren't in that situation. It's not that he wouldn't want you there. It's just it'll go smoother. And I'm sure you probably have situations that you would rather handle than give to him.
Yeah, I get where you're going with that, Josh. And look, I don't blame, we were busting our balls about this thing. I get where she comes from on that. But with the other stuff, the not cooking, this woman says Kimmy is sexually uptight and only doing what she has to do.
Right.
Josh, you're engaged, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you consider your fiance, and we're on a show here, good wife material?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because she's very outspoken about herself, and she's very opinionated, while at the same time she lets me have my opinion. It's the same thing as respecting boundaries and accepting the person as they are. So everything leading up to the marriage, this woman obviously probably isn't in a happy one because she feels things need to be adjusted or can be, when the entire point is up to the marriage, you're adjusting or getting to know each other. And at that point, you've accepted each other for how you are. And anyone outside of that situation or that pocket does not know what you or the other person is.
Yeah, but you can kind of tell a little bit. You kind of tell.
You sound like you're reading this off of something.
Josh, thanks for the call, but I really appreciate it. Phone number is 222-6000, hate mail of the week. Kimmy is trying to hold it together. Mm. I can tell she is very frustrated and upset by this letter. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
It's a little bold. It's a little bold. But again, I just think somebody who also writes a letter like that might be sad themselves.
Okay. Again, talking about hate mail of the week, a woman who says that Kimmy needs to do better wifely duties. We haven't even gotten to the actual crux of the conversation. Sit tight. We'll get to that in a sec. Right. You, Tommy, believe that this woman has several points,
mm-hmm.
that she needs to be a better wife.
Yeah.
Let's talk to John. He's on CMF. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, I don't think anyone wants Kimmy to be called out or felt uncomfortable about her sexuality. She should be put on a pedestal. Any woman worth their fiber. Nobody wants a pig. Nobody wants that kind of body talk, to be honest. That's just my perspective.
I like Kimmy. Stop picking on her.
You knew this was coming, John.
That was the creepiest laugh afterwards, too.
John, you're not wearing pants, are you?
I'm not, no.
Don't pick on my radio girlfriend. She's so pretty.
It uses the lotion or it gets the hose.
Wow, there you go. John, thanks for the call, buddy. There you go.
Started out strong, John.
Mm. Kimmy, the guy that defended you hit a Silence of the Lambs reference at the end.
This is where we are.
All right, everyone take a break. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight for a second. Mm. We have not gotten into the conversation.
So what's the conversation?
The conversation is what this all comes down to. What is the definition of a good wife? Because Dana looks at what Kimmy, listens to what Kimmy does, and says Kimmy's not a good wife. Kimmy disagrees vehemently.
Mm. It's a one-word answer.
Oh.
That's all it is.
Sit tight. Give me 180 seconds. Phone number is 222-6000. Right now, in this world, with what we do, what makes a good wife? Mm. Next to the break group, 96.5 WCMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You two catty bitches started going at each other so hard, we didn't have time to get to the actual discussion we were going to have. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. If you're just joining us, we're jumping back into our hate mail of the week. Kimmy got a letter directed solely at her, a woman who is upset with the wife that Kimmy is being to her husband. Comes off a story she told last week, but it was other stuff that this woman says she's picked up along the way listening to what Kimmy has said. This is just a piece of that letter.
The guys on the show say that Kimmy's husband is the moneymaker in the family, yet she fully admits she doesn't pull her weight at home. She doesn't know how to cook. I'm sure she doesn't keep a clean house if she's so nonchalant about other things. But what stands out the most is her attitude when it comes to sex. Whenever those conversations come up, she seems like she's not interested and just does what she has to do.
Okay, you can pull it down from there. The phone number is 222-6000. Mm. This woman does not think Kimmy is a good wife. Mm. Kimmy says she is a good wife. Tommy has taken the last 20 minutes to just make fun of Kimmy.
Yeah.
But the question is, what is the definition of a good wife?
Okay.
Because I know you, I said you said one word, and we'll get to that in a sec. But Dana, who writes us this letter, seems to have some old school sensibilities.
What's she saying?
A woman needs to cook. A woman needs to sexually please her man. A woman needs to be there when her guy needs her, no matter what.
Mm.
And it sounds like a housewife from the 50s.
Yes.
But she can't still be the only one who feels this way. The phone number is 222-6000. Right now, in today's society, Your Majesty, what makes a good wife? Tommy?
One word.
One word.
Support. Support your man.
That was deep. I didn't think you were going there.
And once you can fake that, you got it made.
Wait a minute. All you want from your wife is support.
Don't you? Doesn't that what we all want?
I would like support, but I don't just want support.
But support goes a long way.
What do you mean?
Well, that's the thing that anchors the marriage.
Okay.
I mean, all the other stuff, you know, is frivolous if you don't have any support behind it.
You're right, but the other stuff is also important. Like, if my wife supports me, which is great, right?
Yeah.
But we didn't have any kind of sexual relationship.
I understand all that.
That would be a problem.
Yes.
Like, that would be a deal breaker.
Right. But the anchor of it all, if you had to say this is something you had to bring to the table, because anybody can have sex, you have to support that person.
Okay.
And it supports easy when everything's going great,
okay.
But it's hard to support somebody when it's going bad.
You're not wrong.
Ask a guy that bailed on a couple of marriages and many, many relationships.
Look at you.
He ran for the exits immediately.
Look at you.
They used to call me No Support Tommy.
Okay. That was good.
Okay.
Kimmy?
Yeah?
What makes a good wife?
A good wife or good marriage?
Good wife.
In one word.
No, Tommy just decided to use one word because he's showing off. Oh. What makes a good wife?
I think just, see, you took the good one already.
No, but you weren't going to say that.
No, I was going to say somebody who's...
Cellulite's still on the table.
Somebody who's trustworthy and supportive. I would think like that.
I already said it.
I think trust is huge in a relationship, and I think that goes both ways. So I would say somebody who's... You know, trustworthy and somebody I know I can rely on would make a good wife.
Look, but you guys are just saying a bunch of buzzwords here, right? Like, you're saying what sounds good. Mm. We're talking about a legitimate, hands-in-the-dirt relationship, right? Like, jobs are shared now in a relationship. Yeah. Husband going off to work all day, wife staying at home is gone. Dana mentioned Kimmy, mentions kids. Mm-hmm. Kimmy's husband makes more money, which is true.
Okay.
But Kimmy, you have your own career, and you're not sitting at home doing nothing.
No, I mean, we both need to have an income.
All right, so the question is, folks wait on hold here, and we'll go to the phones, 222-6000. What, in today's society, is the definition of a good wife? Michelle is on CMF. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Okay. What makes a good wife? How do you define what makes a good wife? It's going to be different for every relationship.
Okay. See, this is kind of... Hold on, Michelle. It's kind of a cop-out. I'm asking you what your definition of a good wife
is.
Well, but what makes Dana a good wife isn't going to make what makes Kimmy a good wife and what makes me a good wife.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Obviously, everybody said support. Yes, obviously being supportive. Obviously being trustworthy. Obviously being loyal and faithful. But, you know, having someone's back.
Okay,
no matter what.
You're kind of running out of steam here, Michelle. Yeah. All right, listen, let me ask you this. You're married. You're married?
Engaged.
Engaged. Okay. When you get married, what will you do to be a good wife to your soon-to-be husband?
The same thing I do now. I have his back 100%.
Are we talking about sex?
He is. Sex is always a good thing, but not every woman wants to talk about it. But, you know, and I don't blame Kimmy for not wanting to share with all of the listeners her sexual life. But
she can't share it with five people.
All right, so Shelly, you're saying you're a ride or die chick. You're there for your husband, and you expect him to be there for you, and that makes the relationship good.
Yeah. We laugh. We have fun.
You sound like a lot of fun.
I've been told that once or twice, Tommy.
I think that, to her point, having your spouse's back goes a long way because you would definitely notice if they didn't. If they took somebody else's side over yours.
Okay, you're not wrong.
But what if your husband does something really stupid?
You don't think you
do
stupid things?
Really.
Okay, Michelle, I thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Have a good luck with the marriage. Hope it all works out.
Yeah. You're going to do great.
All right, there it goes. Okay. Look, man, see, you did this. You got deep trying to sound smart, even though I don't believe a word you said.
Right, you had to learn to fake it.
No, but like, because you went deep, now people are like, instead of being like, ooh, knobs, people are like, ooh, what you gotta do is...
Respectful knobs.
Okay. If it's a respectful knob, it's not a good knob. Argue.
What, you want an out of control nasty knob?
Isn't that what we're all looking for?
Yeah, I guess. I guess there is no respectful knob.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, once you start to knob, you've left respect town.
So Michelle brings up support. Tommy,
you're a knobville.
You brought up support.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional support. Kimmy is very supportive of her husband, right? He made a major life change in the last 18 months. Mm-hmm. Went from being a teacher to a firefighter. Kimmy was with him the whole time, despite right. there was no guarantee he could pull it off.
Right. He's never handled anything hot.
But that, under your definition, mm-hmm. makes her a good
she
wife.
She was a good, yes.
Because how many women in her, what's the word I'm looking for? Situation, mm-hmm. would have looked at her husband in his 30s, who said, I want to be a firefighter now out of nowhere, and been like, what are you, stupid?
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
She did.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
All right, phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Jackson. He's on CMF. Hey, Jackson, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Is this Jersey Jackson?
This is Jersey Jackson. Glad you remembered, buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
What do you got, Jackson?
I'm with Kimmy as far as, like, her definition of a good wife. As long as she's supporting her husband and they're there for each other and they're both happy, that's all that matters. This woman is judging, and it sounds like she's got some problems going on in her own marriage.
Okay, Jackson, what you're saying, it sounds good. Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm engaged.
Okay, you're engaged. All right, so Jersey Jackson, let me throw a scenario out there. And your fiance, I'm sure, is very supportive of you?
Yes.
Okay, so
we just went through a major year of me going through paramedic school.
Okay, cool. Congratulations getting through that. So let me ask you a question. Let's say 5 years from now, because Tommy, we've had this discussion off the air before. You can tell a guy who's going to get married the rough parts of marriage.
Right.
But they never listen.
But they don't know.
Because they don't know.
Right.
So Jackson, at some point, the sex in your relationship is going to start to dwindle because that's what happens when you're in a marriage for a long time. Mm-hmm. Right? So for you to sit here and say, my wife supporting me is enough. If your sexual activity all of a sudden decreases to the point where you're only getting down to business once a month, once every 6 weeks, but she's still supportive. Is that okay?
Listen, you've got to keep your marriage alive. Would I be okay with it? No.
But then what do you do?
You got to listen. Take it upon yourself. That's what open communication is about. Be like, hey, what's going on? Why is the sex life going downhill?
Or your voice.
You know, I get that we're busy.
Disturbing.
Why you gotta hurt Jersey Jackson?
Even Jackson's over it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, not again.
The point that I'm making, I don't need you to answer the question, Jackson. The point that I'm making is you can say support is what matters. That's what makes a good wife. Right. But there's a thousand other things, right? The
many
sex.
Many moving parts.
How good of a parent they are. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you're going to have children. Whether you not agree on that. What that person's going to be like 15 years down the road after the stress and the kids come. And maybe some things show up that you didn't expect in your marriage, right? It's so much more than just support.
It's the unknown.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to a marriage, and you've got to be able to adapt with that. You've got to be able to communicate with that, and you've got to be able to endure all that. And at the end of the day, you got to look at that significant other, and don't put expectations on the marriage. Just look at them and be like, can they endure it all with me?
Do they
have that ability to do that?
All right. Well, Jackson, go save some lives, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. There goes Jersey Jackson. We had two engaged people call us to tell us what it takes to be a good wife.
But they don't know what they're getting into.
That's why they call. Like, married people are like, I'm touching this conversation. It's not an easy conversation.
Like, all those things he just said are just crap.
What? Don't say that out loud.
They're a bunch of Jersey crap. No, he's got, like, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to support each other. And, you know, whatever happens in the future. To Pat's point, you don't know how horrible the future could get. And he's got, well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, after, you know, the house burns down and, you know, the floods, you know, wash all the crabs away, you know, just got to love each other. You don't have any money and no food or anything, you know.
226,000 extended hate mail of the week. A woman takes issue with how Kimmy's being a wife to her husband, writes this scathing letter about all the things Kimmy's doing wrong. But it comes down to this woman's old school sensibilities versus Kimmy being the modern woman. What defines a good wife? Did you have something you were going to say, Kimmy? I'm sorry.
No, I was just reading tweets, but along the same lines Jackson said.
All right, Dave writes us on Facebook. He says, this woman is stupid. Kimmy sounds just like my wife, and my wife is great. As long as you can make it together with your own roles at home, you're going to be fine. No one outside your house understands what your husband needs from you and what you need from your husband.
I mean, have you ever, like, you've probably know couples that have wildly different marriages than you do, and you look at it and it's like, that. I don't know how that works, but somehow it does for them.
Okay.
I just think everybody...
But you don't know it does.
Sure, but I guess just given time and the fact that they haven't killed each other yet, it's kind of like one of those things where you think, well, I guess, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah, true that, yeah.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Greg. He's on CMF. Hey, Greg, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. So, I mean, I think it boils down to three simple things, and then there's a fourth, which is a cop-out, but the three, you know, you got to just be there for the person.
Okay.
You got to communicate. You got to listen. And then you got to not – well, I was just going to say, don't practice. People know the golden rule, treat everybody how you want to be treated. No, that's garbage. You got to practice the platinum rule, treat people how they want to be treated. And if you do the first three things, you're going to learn if the sex is bad. You're going to learn all that other stuff. You're going to be able to work through it. But it's critical that you do that stuff. All the other things will – this antiquated stuff about they clean the house and stuff, they'd be pretty sweet for my situation, but it's old hat, man. It's old hat.
All right, so Greg brought up a word that neither of you in this room, despite the fact that you threw your chins in the air and defined what a good spouse was, communication.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Communication.
Speaking and listening.
But men aren't good at communicating things. Men are good at putting up a wall, putting up a shell, and not opening up. Because then you don't want to look like you don't have control of the situation.
Greg, would you say you're a good listener?
I definitely believe so, yes.
It took you a minute to answer.
He didn't say he was a good speaker. He said he was a good listener.
Yeah, but I mean, but about you communicating back? I could take it all in. I had to communicate back.
That is the hard part.
Yeah, for men especially, we don't like to talk.
It's not that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's part of being married, right? I mean, this
not
is your
talking?
Partner, this is your partner, the rest of your, you should have that before you even get married, that you can communicate like that, or else it's probably not right for you.
All right, but here's the problem. All right, Greg, how long have you been married for, buddy?
I'm an objective observer.
You're not married either, you dick!
Oh,
you
my God.
Without marriage, you dick! I hate Greg so much. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You know, and I have a theory about communication. They don't want our side. They want their side, and they're going to tell you the way things are, but they don't want our side. And I get it. Nobody wants a finger in their face.
Okay.
So, boys, keep your fingers below the waist. There's your happy marriage.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put your finger where you put your...
No, stop.
Shut up. Okay.
You had it right the first time.
Everybody got it,
well,
man.
Well, in case you didn't.
No, everybody got it.
Some guys didn't listen.
Where you were going with that.
But you know what I'm saying. You don't want your side.
No, but here's the thing. When it comes to communication, there are times where I can take it in. I can take it in. You're right. I'm like
taking it in all day.
There are some times where my wife just wants me to take it in, and that's great.
Yeah.
But then there are times she'd be like, well, what do you think?
Oh, no.
No, I freeze. I don't know what to say.
That's a bear trap, bro. And you can't get out of it.
Is it a bear trap?
Because
what if she legitimately wants my opinion?
That's what she wants. You don't want that.
No, she might. She may. Why would she ask for it?
Never. You know what she wants?
What?
Because I've done this thing where I say my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and then she goes back to her opinion anyway.
Okay, well then.
And even a base stuff. What do you think we should do here? And I go, well, we should do that. No, that would be terrible. I'm going to do this. Well, what did we have this conversation for?
Well, no, but now you're being a control freak, because just because you offer an opinion doesn't mean she has to take it.
And let's say the other trap is, let's say, what do you think about this?
Okay.
And then she already was going to do that. She makes it look it's your idea.
Yeah.
It goes bad.
Uh-huh.
What is she going to say? What is she going to say?
It's my fault.
You said to do this. You said,
yeah.
You know, this is why I don't like, I don't want you involved.
Kimmy, do you want to hear your husband's opinion?
Yes.
You lied. You can't even sell one word.
Nope, listen. I want to hear it. I'm not going to like it, but I want to hear it. Because let's say he says something that you know is like full of crap. Like, well, I want to know what you're thinking, even though I don't want to know what you're thinking. Does that make sense? Like, you want to know. You're going to be upset by it, but you want to know.
Are you going to make his life miserable because of it?
Because of his opinion?
Yes.
I hope not.
You could have said no. You could have lied.
Well, I don't know.
Well, no, because like...
It depends on what it's about.
Like, there's a look my wife will give me mm-hmm. when we're having these, like, discussions.
Yeah.
Communication. Where I know I've said something and I've ruined the next 3 days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me being honest and me giving an opinion that she asked to give. But, like, the way her face turns, it's the same way every time. And in my head, it's like, you stupid ass. Why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You have ruined 3 days of your life. I... 12 years of marriage. I still don't know how to do this.
Okay, here's another little advice. I've been married a few times, okay. Had many relationships. The third glass of wine is the third rail in any conversation. You keep it to two glasses. The two glasses of wine, you fine. Three is the third rail.
He ain't wrong.
It's where it goes.
He ain't wrong.
Keep it to two, and you're cool.
That's what makes a good
two
wife.
Two and cool.
That's what makes a good
stopping
wife.
Stopping at two glasses.
Two
of
glasses
wine.
Of wine.
Right. That third glass, man. We're gonna go 6 months back and find out all.
Okay.
The things
so
that
then
you suck at.
Can we cut off your whiskey because you come in super cranky when you're hungover?
Yeah, but I can't get out on you. I don't take it out on my
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, see, look, we're both happy drunks. We're both very happy drunks.
Yes.
You've never been drunk.
I can tell when Tommy's had too many the day before.
Shut up.
All right, 226,000. We've had a line of people calling that aren't married, yeah. Telling us what makes a good wife. Mm. Finally, someone we know who's been
track
married.
Record.
Right.
Mike is on CMFA. Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Oh, not bad. How about you?
Okay. Good. What's up?
All right. So one more, I guess, would be commitment. That's a pretty simple one. But, you know, to get through a long marriage, you are going to want to kill your wife, and your wife is going to want to kill you. And that's just a fact. You really got to figure out how to deal with your disagreements. Kind of more than anything else. And that goes into what I think is the best thing about my wife in particular is this. She knows when to stop pushing. Because you got to admit that being married for a really long time, you know what buttons you can push and you know what buttons you can't push. And the three glasses of wine, that's pretty true. that's when we start pushing the buttons, you know. But the fifth, we're hitting the nuclear button.
Yeah, no, you ain't kidding about that. All right, so your 35 years of marriage can be boiled down to support, communication, and knowing when to stop.
I didn't say communication.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't listen
do
to
not
nothing.
Make sure.
No, Michael, listen, there's things that we literally don't communicate. We don't communicate about. Because we don't agree, and we know it, so there's no point talking.
Right,
about
so you stay away from it.
Okay,
the hot button issues.
All right, that's an interesting.
Maybe you could call that a communication gift. I don't know. I'm a terrible communicator.
You're doing pretty good right now,
mm-hmm.
And we're not having sex with you, so you would think if, you know, somebody you're having sex with, you could communicate even better, Mike.
I'm on my fourth glass of wine. What could I say?
Good for you, Mike.
Mikey, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Bye-bye.
See, that's a good call.
Yeah.
That's good advice from a man who's walked through those battlefields.
Yeah. He's been through the fire.
Yeah, in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Not these dudes. Well, I'm engaged, and here's what I think marriage is going to be. Like, shut up. Shut up. I hate that guy. With all due respect.
Yeah.
So we've been talking for the last 45 minutes about how to keep your marriage together.
Yes.
And if you're a guy looking to make your wife happy, especially if she's going through this in her life, this is going to help a ton. Problem is, nobody actually knows how to do this.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a new study out of Cleveland has found that middle-aged women need foot massages on a regular basis.
Okay.
Now, not just because it feels good. Mm. The research found that if your wife or you as a woman are going through menopause, foot massages help with menopausal symptoms.
Okay.
Yep. So the three most common are hot flashes, fatigue, and not being able to sleep. Now, hot flashes, you're on your own, ladies.
Mm.
But they found that foot massages can help you sleep better and reduce feelings of fatigue to the point where women who were given foot massages going through menopause were sleeping an extra hour a night.
Mm.
They say the foot massages also help with anxiety.
All right.
Tommy,
yeah.
When's the last time you gave a foot massage?
I have a regular rubber.
Oh, you do the foot massage on a regular basis?
I'm shocked.
Man.
I would think you'd be like weirded
they
out by
feet.
They call
me Dr. Scholl.
They already have a Dr. Scholl.
Well, a little Dr. Scholl.
You well, seem I mean, like a guy I mean, that'd be weirded out by anybody's feet.
No, women's feet are different than men's feet.
Okay, yeah. Now
yeah, unless you're some like gnarly-ass footed woman.
And that's my favorite Santana song.
Gnarly footed woman.
Damn it, you said ass. I was going with ass.
Oh. No, but I mean, women's feet are different.
Okay, I'm just surprised, because you're weird about other stuff, sharing stuff, you know. But, oh, look, I'm surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised that you are that progressive.
Kimmy, when's the last time you received a foot massage from your husband?
So I'm convinced that my husband is bad at massages on purpose, so he doesn't have to do them. Because he's tried to give me a foot massage before, and he pushes really hard to the point where it doesn't even feel good. It just hurts.
And therein lies the problem. Mm. Nobody actually knows how to give a foot massage.
There's a top between being too rough and too ticklish.
Oh, please.
You need a soft touch.
You don't know how to give a foot massage.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Who taught you?
I taught myself.
You're self-taught foot massager. Yeah.
I massage all day. I strip all night.
Don't take care of your feet.
But here's the problem with men giving massages. They all think it's going to lead to sex.
Why else would I give a massage?
Right. So, like, she's, like, trying to relieve stress. But at time, if you're really good at it, she's going to fall asleep. You're not getting anything. Unless you're really a mean person.
All right. So, I get that you're probably good. I believe you when you say you're good at this.
Well, I have soft hands.
Exactly. You're a dainty man. A soft man.
Yeah.
Kimmy's husband brings up the big problem with the massages, whether it's foot, whether it's shoulder.
No, he's got those gorilla hands.
I don't want to hurt my wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, maybe that's it. But he'll also go, this is a pressure point. It's supposed to relieve, I don't know, hip pain, whatever he says. And then he pushes so hard on it that I'm like, okay, stop. This freaking hurts. Stop.
Mm. Like, I mean, rubbing your wife's shoulders is one thing, because you're not going to damage anything in your wife's. Like, you would have to, like, crush her like it's, like, you know, grapes of wrath strength to hurt that woman. But, like, there's so many bones in your foot, and there's so many little ones, I'm afraid I'm going to, like, break my wife's foot.
Yeah, you don't treat it like you're trying to crack open, like, a lobster shell.
And if your wife's ever gotten a pedicure, that's the best, like, foot massage she's ever going to get. I mean, you can't compare to that.
Okay. So do women want foot massages from their husbands?
I mean, to Tommy's point, if you're good at it, why wouldn't you?
But you don't want a foot massage from your husband.
No, he's just not good at it.
Husband smash feet.
But you also don't wear a lot of painful shoes.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. A foot massage feels good no matter what.
But if you're like a woman who wears a lot of high heels, you probably have a lot of foot pain.
Okay. Or you just are on your feet a lot. I don't.
I'm sure when you come home and kick off those work boots, like, you're not sore.
Like, you're saying you wouldn't want a foot massage because you do wear heeled shoes. Never mind.
I do.
Have you ever gotten a foot massage?
Yes.
From who?
Women.
Really?
Police officers to get out of tickets?
No, I've never gotten a foot massage.
Yeah, I've had foot massage.
In my life, I've never received a foot massage.
I've had a pedicure.
Come on.
That I believe.
Huh?
I said that, I believe.
We had him on the old show.
Oh, now see what he did? Oh, I saw his reaction. So we had to do it for the show.
Oh, I would take one anytime. I'm not ashamed to say it, man. I would definitely put that into rotation.
Why don't you? You live in Pittsburgh.
Because of people like you.
Okay.
I do think men need to be more open to getting pedicures because you guys all have gross feet.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's not
have
a bad thing to, like, have your toenails trimmed up a little bit. Have that foot filed down for you. It's not
foot
a bad
foot filed down to an actual
you
foot.
You know they'd go to town on your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound enjoyable.
Yeah, but your feet are going to be so much more pleasant to look at.
How often are my feet seen?
I don't know. In the summer? I mean, you walk around your house barefoot, don't you?
Yeah, but it's my wife and my kids. I don't really care. Yeah,
okay. Mm.
Like, you know, guys don't
I'm just saying, I think you'd enjoy it more than you think you would. Give it a chance.
I don't like being touched. Right? Like, you don't like being touched either. That's what's weird, Tommy.
Yeah, but, like, I'm prepared for it, I guess, maybe. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I wouldn't if I... That wasn't bad, I'm telling you.
Okay. 226,000. A study out of Cleveland says that foot massages can help with symptoms of menopause, that women who were given foot massages at the end of the day going through menopause found that their feelings of fatigue went away. They were able to sleep an extra hour a night. They said it helped with anxiety. So you should be giving your wife a foot massage every night unless you're Kimmy's husband who is trying to literally break her feet. Tommy, the king of foot massages.
Yes.
See, here's the other problem with massages.
What is that?
It kind of falls into that who was better sexual category. Because, like, let's say I give my wife a foot massage, and I'm not as good as the guy before that gave her a foot massage before I was there. That's going to remind her of the guy that was good at giving foot massages. You get what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Okay.
Which is also why I don't have sex with my wife.
I will say this, too. Like, I mean, if you're good at giving a massage, you're probably better at sex.
You think so?
Yeah, because you're a tender touch.
You
got a touch. You got a touch. It's all about the sensation of touch, right? The intimacy? The delicate nature, you know, not being too rushed.
You would think it would help for sure.
Hey, didn't you say you were good at giving massages?
Really good.
Man, that's weird that you would have that take after that first statement you made. Dumbass. No, you're not better at sex because you're good at massages.
I wouldn't say it's so much the massage. It's the fact that you're willing to give a little bit and, you know, you're willing to, like, make her feel comfortable and make it about her. That's what would make you better overall.
And here's the other thing about massages. You have to be a patient person when you give a massage. You can't rush it.
Okay.
And men like to rush through things and get them off their checklist.
Yes.
And you can't do that when you're giving a massage.
Yeah, like a 2-minute massage doesn't do anything.
Right. Okay, but like how much time do I have? Because this will happen with my wife too. She'll get home, she'll be stressed out, mm-hmm. I'll start rubbing her shoulders, and she'll be like, oh, blah, blah, and I'm waiting for her to be like, okay, thank you. And she never says, okay, thank you. And
well,
like, hey,
that means it feels nice.
No, but my hands are starting to hurt now. My hands are getting tired. We've been doing this for like 4 minutes.
Yeah. So you can't be like that. Mm-hmm. You got to be a slow hand.
Easy touch. Kimmy doesn't. No, but okay, so how long is the massage supposed to last, Kimmy?
I would say minimum 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Wait, is that per foot?
Oh, no, total. I'll say 10 minutes. If you spend 10 minutes doing any massage.
A minute a toe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
that's
too
long.
That's fair.
That's too long.
But anything shorter than that is going to feel like really short.
Okay, but think how long 10 minutes really is. Because that person receiving the massage is not going to want to speak to you. They're soaking in the massage, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So you're standing in silence. Massaging them on their shoulders or their feet for 10 whole minutes. It's forever.
It's a lot of rubbing.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I got other things that need rubbing.
Do you break out the lotion? Right? The oils.
Oils? What? Do you have oils?
Do you have foot oils?
No, but people do have those massaging oils.
I guess. I don't know. That seems like a mess. How are you going to get up and walk around? You got oil.
You slipped all over the floor.
Oh, that felt good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.